Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock, from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Hey, listen, I just want to say it is so good to finally be back again. I know a lot of you have been waiting for the next episodes since Jahina Malik's, and I am going to just tell you right now, I am so sorry. I have just been traveling like crazy. I went from Austin, Texas to Las Vegas to Palm Springs, California to San Jose, California, back down to Orange County. I'm going to be in Anaheim next week, and then I'm going to go back to Vegas after that, which is partly why I'm doing this episode today, to tell you about some of the cool stuff that we've got going on that I want to make sure that you're aware of. So first things first, I want to just tell you what I've been working on over the past several months now. And that is really been focusing on metabolism and helping people crack the nut of raising their metabolism so they can lose all the weight that they want easier, faster, and at any age. And then also helping people understand how metabolism directly affects muscle building. So for those of you who are trying to build muscle on a vegan diet and you're struggling or it's not coming as quickly as you want it to, I'm going to tell you right now, it has everything to do with your metabolism, and it's not what you think. You know, there's a big lie out there being promoted that, well, you know, the faster your metabolism, the harder it is to gain muscle. And that is completely untrue. You see, the thing about metabolism is that metabolism, the word metabolism, actually comes from the Greek word for change. And when you look up the definition, the biological definition of metabolism, it has nothing to do with calories. It has nothing to do with how much weight you can lose and things like that. The definition of it is the sum of all the chemical biological processes that occur within a closed biological system, which is our bodies, which is the closed biological system, and it's the sum of all the processes, which includes tissue destruction, which one good example of that would be fat loss, so that's good, but it also includes tissue creation, which also includes muscle gain. So the faster you can build muscle, the higher your metabolism. Or let me put it this way, the higher metabolism, the faster you can build muscle. And also the higher your metabolism, the faster you can lose fat. Where most people are screwing up, especially the people that have supposedly high metabolisms and they lose weight easily, when I look at what's going on with their routines, where they're screwing up is not with the fact that they've got this fast metabolism, that they're burning so many calories that they can't put on any mass. It's not that. It's that they are so good at losing fat, not just because of their metabolism, but because of the strategies that they use. So without even realizing it, most of them are working out in a way that is really suited for fat loss, and they're eating in a way that's really suited for fat loss as well. Then they say, okay, I'm going to start to build muscle. Well, guess what? What they typically do is they don't work out the right way to build muscle, and they also don't quite eat the right way to build muscle too, without realizing that. Now, they think they're doing everything right, but then what happens is they don't get the results, and they just assume it's their metabolism. Now, that's a big, big mistake, and it's something that I want to kind of clarify with you right now. So when you raise your metabolism, I'm going to talk to you very briefly about how to do that. And then at the very end of this episode, I'm going to show you where to go. So I'm going to give you a full, complete training on that. And I'm going to tell you about my Metabolic Mastery Intensive event that I'm going to be doing in Vegas soon, which completely covers it and helps you create complete mastery of it. But here it is. When you raise your metabolism, you make every function in your body happen at the most optimal level. So if you're not building as much muscle as you want, then chances are you don't have your cells working at 100% for you, and you're just not using the techniques correctly, both nutritionally and with your workouts, to achieve muscle building as the result. So how do you raise your metabolism and build muscle? One is you got to drastically increase all of your whole food nutrients. Now, When I did my 28-day transformation, the second one, I did it with three meals, but I loaded myself. If you saw the meals that I eat, it was like 90 to 95% all whole foods. And I was eating so much of that to the point where I was literally, I looked pregnant. My belly was sticking out so far, I looked pregnant. Not from body fat, but just from the sheer volume of food that was in my gut and in my intestines. I was eating so much nutrients. And when you do that, not only do you optimize the function and the health of all the cells in your body, but you also allow for muscle building to occur very, very effectively. So the first key is to stuff yourself to every single meal. Stuff yourself with as much fresh, raw, whole foods as you possibly can to fullness. Now use strategies, use juicing, use blending so you can get even more nutrients in. See, if you've ever heard that you need to get more calories in to build muscle, that's kind of correct. But what you really need is you like use calories as just kind of like a measure. It's not like I need to get calories, any kind of calories. No, you need to get as much whole foods as possible. But sometimes volume is a little misleading, right? Because because the truth is you want to get as much mass in terms of whole food in your system as you possibly can. And when you look at, when you compare 10 bowls of salad, that looks like a whole lot of food. But the reality is you could pack all of that into 3/4 of a Vitamix blender. So that's why volume can be a little misleading. So in that case, calories can be a little helpful, assuming that you're looking at calories that are being gained from whole foods and whole food nutrients. So you want to eat as much of that as humanly possible. What am I talking about? All the produce you can think of, all the vegetables, especially the greens. I mean, when I was packing on the muscle, I was doing like a bushel of spinach every meal. I mean, an entire bushel. And then same with kale, like an entire bushel of kale, or maybe 2 bushels of kale per meal. And what I mean meal is I would put all that in a smoothie because, you know, eating an entire bushel of spinach, like that's just a long time for me to spend chewing. And you know, by the time I get not even halfway through, I'm like already full. But if I could pack it into a blender and blend it all up, throw some fruit in it, throw some nuts and seeds in it, but with some water, I can drink that down and put down probably 2 to 4 times the amount of food because it's just coming in a more liquid and more convenient to consume form. So if you're not absolutely stuffing yourself to the gills with whole foods and whole food nutrients every single meal and you're trying to build muscle, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to build a lot of muscle. And that's probably part of your problem. The second thing is the exercise component. Now, this is something that's a little bit too difficult to describe accurately and completely enough over a podcast episode. This is something I kind of have to show you, and I show you in much greater detail at my Metabolic Mastery event. But I'm going to tell you the 4 primary exercises that you want to concentrate on the majority of your lifts with and the majority of your efforts. And those are the big ones. Number one is the squat. You want to be doing as many freaking squats as humanly possible. And I'm not talking about body weight squats. I mean using a lot of weight all the time, always going to muscular failure, doing as many sets as you possibly can. I'm going to tell you right now, just ignore all the guidelines out there about how many reps and sets you should do. You should be doing all sorts of reps. You should be doing high reps, medium reps, low reps. You should always be using as much weight as humanly possible for each and every rep range. You should be going to failure. Yeah, go to failure. Now, you can stop short of failure, but if you really want fast results, go to failure almost every single time that you possibly can. It'll be grueling. And then in terms of sets, do as many sets as you can. You just do sets until you can't do them anymore. And that's it. And you know what? If you've ever noticed, there's some people that can do a lot of sets, and there's other people that die out after just a few sets. So that's why the guidelines don't work so well. You know, if you've ever read somewhere where it said, hey, you should do 3 sets of squats. Well, what if you have such amazing endurance that 3 sets of squats is barely a warm-up for you? Do you think that's going to produce a result? No, of course not. How do you guarantee you're going to get a result? Do sets until you can't do them anymore. That's how your body adapts. It's that simple. Folks, I've got 15 years of experience working with people. I've got a master's degree in exercise science and health promotion. I've got 8 national fitness certifications. And after all of that, you know, it's sad to think that, wow, all they needed to write in the textbooks was do until you can't do anymore. That's it. That's actually how it works. All right, let's move on to the next exercise. So the cousin, the cousin to the squat is the deadlift. Yeah, the deadlift. Now, it doesn't matter what kind of deadlift you do. It could be any form. It could be like the stiff-legged. It could be the traditional kind. You know, do them all. Do them all. Use as much weight as possible. And the same thing, as many, all sorts of reps and all sorts of weight. And go into failure as much as you can. Just make sure that you really work with somebody who knows how to do the lift correctly, because that's one where, you know, a lot of us spend a lot of time sitting with driving and with studying and doing computer work, that our lower backs are typically on the weak side compared to what they would naturally be before we had all this technology. So you want to make sure that you're using proper form, your spine is aligned correctly, and so on, so that you don't get hurt. All right, number three, this is now for the upper body. Any form of pressing movement, pushing movement. So that's bench press, shoulder press, incline, decline. It's all the same. It's all the same. And it's totally up to you to choose whichever one you feel like doing over the course of the week. You could totally build all the muscle that you want just doing plain old flat bench press if you wanted to. If you're like me, I like variety. I get bored after a while. So whenever I come back, I might be doing dumbbells one day. I might be doing the bar the next day. I might be doing incline another. I might be doing incline decline the other. Totally up to you. It doesn't matter, but it's the same guidelines. Many reps you can possibly do no matter what weight you have. Lots and lots of weight. Vary the weight so that you get all sorts of different rep ranges. Go to failure as much as you can. Do as many sets as you can, and that's it. And then finally, pulling movements. So that could be seated rows. That could be pull-ups. It doesn't matter as long as you're pulling something as hard as you possibly can. And again, all sorts of different reps. Going to failure all the time, heaviest weight humanly possible, all the sets you could possibly do until you can't do anymore. You focus on those four. And also, do them as frequently as you can, right? If you're feeling like you can do, let's say you do, you kill yourself on the bench or on the chest workout or the upper body workout, you're doing bench press like all day long. And then 2 days later, you're like, hey, I kind of feel like I could do it again. Do it again. Do it again. There's no reason. You don't need to wait. In fact, that's your body telling you that, hey, you're ready to go. You can do it again. So do it again. And you know what? If you're wrong about it, your body is already going to self-regulate itself. If you go into your workout too soon before the previous one, well, guess what? Your performance is going to suck. It's not going to be as good. So you're obviously not going to be ready. So guess what? You don't have to worry about overtraining or anything like that, because you won't even end up doing as much weight as you could have. You won't even be able to do as many sets as you were before, or even the same number of reps for the same number of weight. Because, well, your body's not ready. Does that make sense? So when you feel ready, go and actually do the same exercise again, and then let your performance determine, will show you if it was true or not, if you were actually truly ready. And if you weren't, it's still no big deal, because nothing bad's really going to happen to you. What really matters is that you do the exercises all in a way where it's done safely. So if you're doing bench presses, make sure you got a spotter. Okay, that's really, really smart common sense, right? Make sure you got a spotter, because you're going to be going to failure all the time. Same with squats, same with the deadlifts. Make sure you got someone who knows what they're doing in terms of exercise form and watching out for problems and things like that. All right? But that's really it when it comes to building muscle. I mean, you get those two things right, the nutrition aspect and then the training aspect, you are golden. If you do it the way I described to you with the whole food nutrients, you're going to automatically raise your metabolism. Now, what about for those of you who are struggling to lose weight? For you, your issue totally, totally lies within the metabolism part. Because here's the thing, if anybody's struggling to lose weight, then what's happening is this. Obviously, you've got some strategy issues going on, right? But if you're overweight, you got to understand, overweight means that your body is unnaturally heavy. So that means that it actually takes a little bit of work to maintain that overage of weight. Always remember this. I mean, one of my good friends, Austin Barbich, said something to me that I was like, oh man, that is just so smart. He was talking about a friend of ours who's like 400 pounds, and he was having trouble losing some weight. And we kind of thought about it. We're like, well, you know, it actually takes a decent amount of work to maintain 400 pounds. I mean, it doesn't matter, right? You can't say, or you, it's just biologically impossible to not be doing, you know, a whole, like to be eating a little bit, or to be so-called dieting and exercising, and then your body staying at that heavy weight. And it's the same with you. It doesn't matter if you're 400 pounds or 300 pounds, or if you're 200 pounds, or if you're just 20 or 30 pounds overweight. If it's an overage of weight, then you've got some issues. It could be strategy. That means maybe you're not employing the right strategy for your workouts. And the type of things that we look for on the workouts is, well, what kind of workouts are you doing? How hard is it forcing your heart rate to pump? So the higher your heart rate and the longer you can keep it up, the more calories you're burning. So we look at that. Number two, let's look at the intensity. Are you really, really pushing or putting as much intensity and effort into the exercises that you need to get that afterburn effect? From a nutritional standpoint, we look at, well, okay, let's look at what's going on with like your nutrient intake. And I look first at, I'm like, where are all the whole food nutrients in your diet? If I don't see a huge amount, if I see anything less than 80%, then I can tell you your strategy is not going to work for you very well to both lose weight and raise your metabolism at the same time. A lot of people take just a low calorie or even a low carbohydrate strategy, but they do it in the absence of a huge amount of whole food nutrients. And when they do that, well, guess what? They lose a little bit of weight. That usually happens, but they also lower their metabolism at the same time. So that's why sometimes you notice that you or some people that you know, you use that strategy. I'm going to low carb it. I'm going to low calorie it. But if you don't focus on where the carbs and the calories are coming from, even though they're less, if they're not hugely whole foods and whole fresh food nutrients, this is what typically happens. Your weight goes down and then stops because your metabolism goes down too to meet that. So what you got to do instead is you got to drive your whole food nutrients way up. You've got to make your workout and exercise strategy a little bit more effective so it can knock the fat off of you while raising your metabolism at the same time. Then what happens is you get to go into what's called a maintenance mode. And that's like the most amazing, most beautiful thing ever, where this is what I've noticed after working with over 25,000 students face-to-face, person-to-person, hands-on. And it's this. It's that maintenance requires a fraction of the effort than it does to transform, whether it's muscle building or it's weight loss or fat loss. When you do it the fast metabolism way, you do it the way that I teach you in my Metabolic Mastery Intensive course, both the online version and the live version, by raising your whole food nutrients to extraordinarily high levels, it's amazing because you can get away. If it took me 7 hours a week to drop down to a 6 or 8 pack body fat percentage, where you can see the veins on my body sticking out and every muscle in my body showing, if it took that much effort to get to that point, and I had to go low carb, but I had to go high nutrient and stuff, if it took that much effort to do it, it only takes a fraction of the effort to maintain it. So even though it took me 7 hours to get to that body, it only takes about 2 to 3 hours a week of exercise to keep the body. And I can go on moderate and sometimes high carb days when I'm doing my maintenance plan. So I don't have to be like Mr. Starving when I'm trying to maintain that amazing body fat percentage. Same with muscle building. If it took me eating like a freaking half of a house every single day in terms of food and lifting as hard as I possibly could, like 5 to 6 days a week, well, guess what? It only takes about 2 to 3 times a week to be able to maintain it. And I've got to keep my calorie intake, or I guess my food intake, a little on the high side, but it doesn't have to be extraordinarily high if I don't want it to, in order to maintain what I've created. And that's just the most beautiful thing, being able to maintain like that. See, if you do it any other way, if you do it any other way that doesn't focus on metabolism, which is, by the way, almost every other way out there, if you don't do it that way, then you're forced to continue to put in the effort, like the incredible amount of hours of training, and you have to be so strict on your diet just to maintain those results. You know, and that's no way to live. And that's also why so many people, if they get there, if they make progress, they quickly fall out of that just because they can't maintain that level of commitment and time and effort and energy. What I'm offering you is a much better, much more convenient, and even faster way to achieve the results and keep them for the rest of your life at any age. And before I get into that, let me just cover age for a second. You know, age has nothing to do with metabolism. So you can pull up all sorts of articles, even from Dr. Oz, and where they say that, well, your metabolism will decrease by a certain number of percent each and every year based on age. Okay, I'm going to tell you that the findings are true, that they are finding that metabolism goes down in general every year after a certain age. But what they're totally missing in a big, big way is they're jumping to the conclusion that it's the age that's causing the metabolism to go down. And that's where they're totally wrong. And that's where I've totally proved them wrong with my work. And you're going to be able to get your hands on some of this in just a moment. And that is that it's not how old you are that determines your metabolism. It is the number of consecutive years you have been malnourishing your metabolism that determines it. And what's amazing is you can reverse that in a matter of weeks and months and not years. That's right. So you had a certain metabolism, if you can probably remember when you were in your teens and 20s, where you probably thought it was much faster than it is right now. It was easy to lose weight. It was easy to gain muscle and so on and so forth, right? Chances are that's true. Now it's probably, if you're like above the age of 30 or 40 or 50, then you're probably going, well, it sucks now. I wish I could have that back. The truth is you can have that back. You can nourish your body in a way that gets the cells just back to the way they were when you were in your 20s. And we've done this. We've duplicated this over and over and over again, proving that age, even your diseases, have nothing to do with this. You can still achieve the body of your dreams. You can still have an amazingly fast metabolism, just like you did when you were in your 20s. And in one case, I worked with a woman, gave her a metabolism that created a body that was even thinner, sexier, stronger, and leaner than she's ever had in her entire adult life at 58 years old, who's also postmenopausal and hypothyroid. Show you exactly what that's all about. The point is, it doesn't have to do with age. You can train, you can totally change it. You can change it quickly. It's not even hard. It's very, very simple. And I like to show you where you can learn exactly how to do that in two different ways. Number one, I want you to go to pick up this free audio training. I spent an entire hour going in much greater detail what I just described to you right now, but an actual training so you have some real steps, you know exactly what to do, you can figure out and learn if you have a slow metabolism, and I'm going to show you exactly what to do about it and what to change right away. So you can go to thetruthaboutmetabolism.com. Isn't that a nice URL? thetruthaboutmetabolism.com, and you can download the free audio training. It'll get emailed directly to your inbox, and you'll be good to go. So have a listen on that. It's an MP3 audio. The second thing is, I've got probably what's going to be one of my the most incredible event I've ever put together in Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada, coming up in just a few more weeks. It's July 20th. I'm going to be doing a one-day intensive seminar. It's called the Metabolic Mastery Intensive Seminar. Now, this is going to cover every aspect of body transformation while raising metabolism. I am talking about how to lose all the weight that you want, all of it, all the weight that you want, and setting up your metabolism so that when you're done losing the weight, you get to keep it for the rest of your life with less time, less effort, less planning, and less exercise than you've ever had to do in your life to have and keep results like that. It doesn't matter how old you are. I'm going to teach you the one exercise. There's only one exercise that you need to know to lose all the body fat that you possibly want. There's a lot. You can go online. You can look up a whole bunch of different boot camps, and you'll find there's CrossFit and all stuff like that shows you 1,000 different exercises. But hey, if you want to take the advice from a true scientist, I've got a master's degree in exercise science. I've evaluated all of those things. Let me teach you what I know so that you can be just as much of an expert, if not more, than 99% of the personal trainers out there. I know this because I've trained over 1,000 personal trainers on this information. I know exactly what they know, and I also know what they don't know. And I want to teach you what they don't know so that you can get even better results than what they get for their clients. And that is
how the body actually works in terms of losing body fat and raising metabolism. When you know that, you will realize, just like me, like, oh my God, I only need one freaking exercise. I just need one exercise to be able to lose all the body fat that I want. I don't need to go and change it up. Although you can. But what's important is learning how to do the exercise and what characteristics you need to put in the exercise so it burns 9 times more fat than anything you've ever done before. We'll cover exactly how to do that. I'll also cover the most effective eating strategies that will get the greatest amount of fat off your body without sacrificing your metabolism. In fact, we'll raise the metabolism when it's done. We're going to do the same thing from the muscle building side. We're going to go over, again, those 4 exercises. I'm going to show you how to do them right. I'm going to show you different ways to do them. If you don't have access to a gym, I'm going to be bringing some equipment, some show and tell. You'll be able to demo it. You'll be able to touch it and feel it. I'll be able to make sure that you're doing it right there. We'll go over the exercises, and then we're going to go over the nutrition strategies. That means we're going to be putting together your entire eating template so that you know exactly what to eat. I'm going to show you the grocery list of all the different foods that you need to eat, but more importantly, which foods to combine so that you get the greatest results in the shortest period of time. I mean, listen, building 10 pounds of muscle like I did in just 28 days on 3 meals a day and 4 exercises, that's a pretty impressive accomplishment, because I've never even been able to build that much muscle eating meat in 4 weeks than I have doing it that way, and it was 100% vegan. I'm going to show you how I did that. You're going to learn how I did that, and you're also going to learn the science behind it so that you can be a master at building muscle as well. And then we're also going to go into the maintenance aspect of it, which is super cool, because after you build these amazing muscles and you lose all this body fat and you look and feel amazing, how about let's reduce the effort, time, and energy involved to keep those results so you can walk around 24/7, 365 days a year. If you're a guy with your freaking awesome six pack and your big arms and your defined chest, your ripped back, okay? And ladies, you can walk around in your smaller size clothes, looking sexy, feeling hot, having a little definition in the lines, and having everybody admire you and also hate you at the same time because of how little effort it takes and how you're able to also enjoy all of your favorite sweets and desserts and not so good food for you at the same time while still maintaining that body. That's all done with the fast metabolism, and it doesn't matter how old you are, you can create that as well. I'm going to show you how to do that in just one day, my Metabolic Mastery Intensive. And then finally, we're going to go over how we're going to put together. You will walk out with your step-by-step plan to create the exact body that you want. Some of you want to just lose weight. Some of you want to just build muscle. Some of you want to do a combination of both. Some of you more muscle than weight. Some of you more weight than muscle. You're going to walk out because I'm going to help you create your exact plan all the way down to the day, to the rep, the sets, the exercise, all of that, so that when you walk out, all you have to do is apply what I just taught you. You can just follow your own plan that we helped you create. I looked over it, I approved it for you, and boom, you're going to get the results. It's as simple as that. It's better than hiring a personal trainer. It's better than trying to figure the stuff out by yourself. It's better than doing trial and error, being disappointed, not knowing how to interpret your results, not having the educational background to know what the heck is going on, and then just giving up. It's way better than that. How about in one day, I show you exactly how to achieve the body of your dreams in every aspect, and how to, if your goals change, how exactly to change your program with the least amount of effort possible in the healthiest way possible that raises your metabolism so you keep your results. How about I show that to you in just one day so that you can live the rest of your life never needing to hire another personal trainer again, never needing to worry about having to buy another diet book or another DVD or follow another guru, because you're just simply going to have the best method right there, locked into your brain, into your knowledge base, so you can whip it out at will anytime you want. Wouldn't that just be so much better to do it that way than, well, the way everybody else does it? So again, the date for Metabolic Mastery Intensive is July 20th. It's going to be at a 4-star beautiful hotel right next to the Wynn Golf Course. There's no casino in it. It's the Renaissance Hotel, Resort Hotel. It is going to be
awesome. And it's going to be all day. It's going to be a training. It's not like an event where you go and kind of show up for a little bit and then leave. Nope. It's a full training. So by the end of it, I'm basically squeezing in almost a year of the most advanced education into one day. So it's efficient. It's effective. I've got a learning methodology. I've got a teaching methodology that you are going to remember everything that I taught you as well. So if you want to get on this, I'm going to recommend get in now. I've got a pretty amazing special bonus right now where I'm throwing in a 2 DVDs, a CD, and a 15-minute one-on-one session with me, and a free copy of my upcoming book that's going to be shipped to you once it's released in the fall called The Truth About Metabolism, How to Get Leaner, Fitter, and Healthier Faster at Any Age. That's what I'm going to come to you, and I'm throwing in an extra ticket for somebody if you go and you register now. And so to do that, just so you know, my Metabolic Mastery course online is $995 just for the online version of this. You can go to Vegas, learn this stuff live, hands-on with me in person for a fraction of the price, So to learn all about that stuff right now, go to thomastadlock.com, thomastadlock.com/MMI. That's Metabolic Mastery Intensive. So thomastadlock.com/MMI. And what I would do is I would, if this is something that you want, you're thinking, oh my God, I need to do this, I wouldn't waste any time. I would go on there right now, get your space locked in before all the spaces are filled up. Cause I only booked a room that can hold so many people. I think it was like, there's like 86 total people we can fit in the room that we have. So get on there now so that you get your spot reserved and you can get the special early bird price that I've got right now too. So if it goes up, you can feel confident right now that you got the best price in right now. And the other thing too, if it doesn't work out, if you find out that, well, shoot, I couldn't make it after all, you've got 3 business days to just give us a call and you'll have the office phone number. Give us a call. Tell us you can't make it. No problem. You'll get a full refund and you can cancel. Okay. So listen, I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I hope the information I gave you today is helpful, but if you go to thetruthaboutmetabolism.com, get that training. That's a full hour training. It's going to be even more in depth and in much more detail. I think you'll like that even more. Give that a shot. And if I can see you at my event, oh, that would be great. Feel free to ask me any questions you want. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com or go to our Facebook page and ask all the questions you want there. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And also, if you haven't already, make sure you download your free vegan muscle building guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. And I am going to catch you on the next podcast.